Hamas gunman killed 3, injured 8 in Jerusalem terror shooting. By Simon Kent on November 30, 2023. Terrorist gunman killed 3 people and wounded 8 were in Jerusalem on Thursday. Israeli police said, just minutes after a 6-day truce between Israel and Hamas was extended to a 7th day, and just hours after an American hostage was freed. Both attackers were shot dead at the scene, near a bus stop on the western side of Jerusalem, where there are no checkpoints guarding the city entrance. 2 terrorists arrived in a car, one of them armed with an M16 and the other with a pistol, and opened fire during the morning rush hour. Jerusalem Police Chief Doron Torjman told reporters at the scene, AFP reports. The 2 gunmen were shot dead after the attack by 2 off-duty IDF soldiers and another civilian who fired at them, police said in a statement. A security search of the vehicle found large amounts of ammunition. Israeli President Isaac Herzog, at a meeting with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, called the attack an example of the endless war that we are fighting against terror organizations, especially Hamas. Blinken similarly said the shooting is another reminder of the threat Israelis face every single day. According to police, the attackers were 2 brothers in their 30s affiliated with the Hamas terrorist group who had been jailed by Israel in the past. The Megan David Adam Ambulance Service said its medics declared the death of a 24-year-old woman at the scene and was taking 8 others to hospitals in Jerusalem. An elderly man and a woman, who were critically wounded, were later declared dead at a hospital in Jerusalem. In a statement posted to Telegram, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the off-duty soldiers and civilians' swift action had prevented an even more serious attack. My government will continue to expand the distribution of weapons to citizens, he added. 2 weeks ago, an Israeli soldier died after being shot in an attack on a checkpoint at the entrance to a tunnel linking the West Bank with Jerusalem. Another 5 Israeli security personnel were also wounded, with Israeli police shooting dead all 3 assailants. That attack was claimed by the armed wing of Hamas, the Yazidine al-Qassam Brigades. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.